Good day to my peoples, to the listeners out there. I want to chime in today. Of course, I'm doing a weekend podcast and I am home, but this podcast had to be, it had to be brought up and spoke on today because of what I'm feeling today. All right, guys, this is a special one for me, so I might get a little teary-eyed, I might get a little bit flustered, I might show my emotion. Matter of fact, you know, it's going to happen. I'm just going to be honest with you, because this is going to be, I don't know if it'll be a tearjerker for you guys, but definitely, it definitely got to me, and I want to express it, I want to talk about it from start to finish. So, and it's going to be a little detail, but it's not going to be nothing crazy, no cursing and nothing like that. It's going to be a little detail, though, because it's about me. Okay, so to start the story off, I want to give it to you in full detail. So about 2 weeks ago, it was a Friday. You know, everything was normal. Got up, still my regular self. my regular self, you know, throughout the day and just kind of just, you know, enjoying the day for what it's worth. And, going to work, enjoy work and everything, you know, no issues whatsoever. Just had a great day. I think I might even recorded that day. I'm not sure, but just to give you guys a play by play. So, came home, got home around about 7. Okay. Now, mind you, again, no issues, no problems. So, you know, I go to use the bathroom. And, you know, like, you know, just regular. And with me, guys, is one thing I like to do is, you know, for myself and for the sake of, you know, aging and getting old and just wanting to know what your body, you know, I pay attention to what my body takes in. And when it lets out. I don't want to be too descriptive because I don't want to gross nobody out. And you know, I happened to turn around and there was blood in my stool. And I'm not talking about like a little amount. I'm talking about like it was a good amount. And I was just like, nah. I'm like, did I eat anything red? Did I do anything different? No. Guys, I didn't. You know, of course, I'm like my mind is blown right now. My mind is truly blown right now. And I am like, what is going on here? So, you know, I'm just like, okay. You know how us individuals do, human beings, we do is we go to the internet and we self examine everything. So I'm looking, I'm like, man, what does this mean? So they're like, it could be, of course, you know, the first few things that it shows, it could be hemorrhoids, it could be signs of colon cancer, it could be straining, it could be something you ate that may have red dye in it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, listen. I'm like, no, right? So of course, you know, I look and then I tell my moms and I tell one of my closest friends, I'm like, you know, I went to, you know, and this happened. And they're like, you know, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I didn't do anything. I didn't drink anything red. I ain't do nothing. I'm like, so I'm just like, no, what's going on? And for about the last week, right, you know, they're like, well, you know, just get a check, right? So I just want to kind of tell y'all. If you are at an age, you're a bit older, you know, maybe in your late 30s, maybe, I'm just going to say 30s period, because the way things are changing and the way things are going, you never know with your health, right? And, you know, get yourself checked out, man. Like, get your, not just your whole, you know, just get your whole anatomy checked out, man, from front to back. Make sure you're good, because people are dying, and a lot of people don't know why. A lot of people do not know why they're dying. because we're not going to the doctor. We're not doing this. So I ultimately stressed for the entire week. I was not myself. I was not engaging. I was not anything because I just didn't know. I made a doctor's appointment and I could not get it together. I had to wait. And of course I had to wait a whole, at least about a week and a half before I went to the doctor. And didn't get my, you know, of course didn't get my results until yesterday. Now I'm gonna get to that, but I just kind of want to tell y'all, for any of my listeners that are out there, if you feel any way, if you feel something different about your body and how it's, your body's gonna tell you when something's wrong. It's gonna warn you as many times as it can. You know, it's gonna, you know, it's gonna let you know, like, hey man, you, there's something going on, bro. Like, we got to figure this out. And I pay attention to my body, whether it be my heart, whether it be my lungs, my eyes, my, you know, like I said, my urine, whatever. I don't be too graphic, but I want to be honest. I want to be very, very honest. And, you know, guys, like, we take life for granted. We take life for granted. You know, for our, you know, you're younger, you're doing all kinds of stuff. You're drinking, you're smoking, you're doing whatever you're doing. And I'm not knocking nobody, you know, enjoy your life. You know, I don't want people to think that because, you know, you're doing something. Nah, enjoy your life. Don't think, you know, that I'm coming down on you, because I'm not perfect. I'm nowhere near perfect. But I learned my lesson this past week. I learned it in a major way because I have been through a lot. I'm dealing with PTSD, dealing with just stuff in general, just life in general, just things that come your way. Being in a position to almost being homeless, not having much, and working my way up through the graces of Allah, all praises due. And you know, I take everything serious. I don't take nothing for granted because I know how fast you can get something and how fast it can be going. And I'm just grateful at whatever I got. I don't care if it's not much. I don't care if I don't have what the next person had. I'm not gonna look at it like, oh man, it's never a jealous thing with me. If I don't got it, I don't need it. If it's not meant for me. I don't know what it took that person, what it took them as far as mentally, spiritually, or whatever, to get to where they're at for me to be jealous of them, right? And you know, this past week, man, like I've been angry, I've been sad, I've been left, I've been right. I mean, my emotions have been going up and down, up and down, up and down. I mean, mostly angry because I'm just like, I'm scared. I'm very, very, very scared. And I don't have a problem with saying that. It's okay to admit that you're scared. But you know what? I had some good people around me. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to my kid's mom. Shout out to her husband. Shout out to my boy James. Shout out to my mother's. I mean, shout out to my kid's grandmother. Shout out to my other best friend, Damien. My dog, Justin, Shay. Like, everybody. Like, I had a good support system, and people were keeping my... It was keeping my well-being up because I was going through it, and I was scared. I have never been scared like this a day before in my life. And I faced jail time. I faced being shot at. I faced a lot of stuff in my life, and I've never been as scared as I was because this the not knowing is what really got me, like, really took me out. The not knowing, right? So. And again, man, shout out to the good people. And I know everybody else, you got stuff you got going on, but they thought enough to be like, yo, man, you're going to be all right. And they kept telling me, man, it's nothing, you're going to be all right. You know, and through the whole week, I just want to tell anybody that's listening, any of my followers, anybody that really, you know, is tapped in, you know, get yourself checked out, man. Whether it's, you know, you want to do an AIDS test, STDs, get your colonoscopy, get your blood drawn, see where your blood pressure is at, see if you got diabetes, anything, man. Just check your, get your health right, man. Get your health right, man. And if you need, if you want to get in the gym, for all my folks that's out there, that's like, man, I got to get in the gym. I got to focus. I got to do this. Man, get in that gym and stop playing. Get in that gym and stop playing and get healthy, man. Because let me tell you, that this past, man, let me tell you, Lord have mercy, the not knowing part. And then we be out here and we be sick and still don't know. I'm saying people drop like flies. And for what? You know, like, if we, man, let's build our relationships back with these doctors and at least have an idea on what is going on in your body. At least have an idea, you know, and you feel comfortable going to the doctor, whatever the case may be. But we have to do our part, because health is wealth. That's the true wealth, because who wants $1 million, but you can't enjoy it because you sick. You know, depression, you know, mental health. Please, people, please. I'm begging you. I'm begging you with everything in me. Get yourself checked out. You know I get up here and I speak about motivation. I speak about my life and I give you the core of me. And I say, hey, yo, listen, to my people out there that's following and listening, get to it. Stay busy. Stay on your dean. Stay, whatever. But on this one, I want you guys out there to live long for your kids. Live long for your spouse. Live long for yourself. You know, enjoy life. Because we don't come, little to my knowledge, I don't know the grand scheme of things. I don't know if we come back after this, you know. And although I would like to think we do, unfortunately, I'm not God. I'm not the higher being, you know. And while we have the time here and we're borrowing these vessels that we have, man, listen, please pay attention to your body, folks. Pay attention to the abnormal things that are happening and address them things. If you have to be on medication, which I know some people are not like about big pharma, and oh, I get it. You do holistic, but stay on top of it. Okay? Because, man, my kids, at least for me, I speak for me. I know everybody out there that doesn't have kids or they don't, you know, whatever the case may be. I want to be here for my kids. I want to grow old, and I want to be an old stinky little grandpa with a gray beard. And, I mean, that's pretty much gray and a gray and the season. You know, I want the salt and pepper, all that good stuff. I want to see my kids grow old, and I want to just see them flourish. And I want to be able to, you know, see my if they have kids, I want to see my grandkids, and I just want to see them, you know, enjoy life. And I know the way to do that is to stay in their life, of course, but to also stay on top of your health. Stay focused on your health. Because Lord knows, when I say I was going, man, my mind, I didn't care what was going on around me, man. Folks be laughing and going on and carrying on. I did not care about nothing. What are you talking? Yeah, I hear you. I heard it, but I wasn't invested in nobody's. And it wasn't because of no disdain. I just was personally not interested. Like, I didn't care, because my emotions were like on a hundred million. I didn't care. Say what you say, do what you're gonna do. It doesn't matter. I'm going about my business, and I'm a very to myself kind of person already. So with me going through this, I literally did not want to be bothered by nobody. I didn't care what they were doing. You know, so folks, man, get a chance, right? Go get yourself tested. Get yourself tested. Because when it comes to it, when I found out I had hemorrhoids, you know, I had hemorrhoids, and I didn't know, like, I thought hemorrhoids was like, and this is me being I'm not gonna say stupid, but me being kind of like, what's the word? Not stupid, but like, I'll get back to that part. But not, you know, not just being stupid, but just like, not really paying attention. I thought hemorrhoids was like something that would be like attached to you, you know, your bottom area, of course not your butt, but your butt, you know, the hole. And you know, I just thought my mind had it made up, like I thought it was something that would protrude, but nothing ever protruded, you know. And I'm definitely gonna make sure that I go and get a, because they, you know, they took my blood, and then they did they asked me for my feces, whatever. And you know, nothing was found, anything like that. But still, team, we gotta do good on our health. Now I'm gonna go get me a colonoscopy because I still you know, that just because they said everything was cool doesn't mean anything to me at this point. I wanna go ahead and just do the full ante and just make sure I'm good, so I can actually kind of just, I'm relieved now, but I wanna be able to breathe, like, and just, you know, and just be like, okay, and then just continue to keep on my health. But guys, man, girls, man, everybody, get your health together. Get your health together. Focus on your health. And please, 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 you know, if your mental health is at stake, your physical health, your spiritual health, please, man, pay attention to your body. Pay attention to your body. Now, this one will be a quick podcast because I just really wanted to get my story out there and motivate y'all to please practice on being healthy, being mindful, being grateful, loving yourself, self-love, all of that good stuff, man. That's going to enrich your values, enrich your morals, enrich your well-being, and get to it. I would like to say peace, and I would like to say that I am grateful to still be here with y'all. I'm grateful to tell my story as I go, and I'm thankful for everybody that's taking the time out to listen. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't for y'all. And if y'all ever want to tap in with me, William_IAM, you can spell it William Rutledge, and y'all hit that inbox, DM me, whatever, tap in with me, we can talk. Alright, everybody, I wish you number peace and blessings for the rest of this year and going into the new year. And all to all my people out there, everybody, be good, be safe, be humble, be grateful. Love.